And now, if you were talking about land that, like, just right along a stream, you call that type of land?
Lowland.
Lowland. Lowland. And what about an area of land that's got water that just sits on it most all the time? You say that land is
swamp.
And what about what would be the kinds of soil that people, like when you were growing up, what did they mostly have in the fields? What kind of soil would it be? You remember?
Clay, dirt,
and
the sand land, and white looking land, and black land, gum land. In lowland, where it's mushy, muddy, gummy, and there's black land, it's
gummy.
And clay land, it just soon dry off and make a lot of dust.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and coal land.
Did you ever have any loamy type land? Sandy loam or nothing like that?
No.
Now, what about if they had marshes or something, if they wanted to get the water out of them, they'd have to, or swampy land, to get the water off of the swampy land, they'd
drain the land.
If they had to, what would they have to dig to drain the land?
Well, they used to ditch. You used to ditch with shovels and things. Ditches to come. Me and take a shovel and ditch the land.
And that would drain
the water off.
In a field, there's been like a lot of rainfall, and then there's a big watershed that comes up to kind of a steep place in the field. What would it do?
Go over it again.
Well, like if there'd be a lot of rain, and then the rain kind of cuts a place in the field where there's been a lot of water. You call that place that it cuts a...
It's a kind of a ditch?
Yeah.
Gully.
A gully, yeah.
Gully,
Now, what about something sort of like a gully, but a whole lot deeper that may be cut by some stream of water?
That's a underground wick. Just like right going right down there. If you don't, when the people come out there, they have to drive close up over there, that old house. It's a underground wash.
An underground wash.
And it's from a, comes from through the hills out down here to this ditch out here. It's an underground wash.
And that's a wash. Well, that makes it a deep place.
Yeah. There's a hole there you can put you down there and you can't see.
Oh, really? What would you call just a little small stream of water?
A spring.
Well, yeah. And then the next thing, I guess, bigger than that would be a spring would be real small, and a little bit bigger than a spring might be a
gully, a nut. You got me that chance.
Well, I'm thinking about it. A creek would be bigger.
Yeah, a creek. A spring is just some side, one used to be right here, side of my, back of my house.